Good morning. My guest this morning is Brent Lindsay from The Imaginist. Good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
So, what's going on?
What is going on right now? Well, we're just finishing up a run, Magic Circle Cycle, and it is loosely, and I say loosely, inspired by Brecht's Caucasian Chalk Circle. That was the jumping off point.
Oh, yes.
And then we went into all sorts of improvisations and came up with this sort of dark fairy tale journey that was, you know, like I said, based ever so slightly on the original script. But then the election happened.
Oh, yeah.
And everything actually got a whole lot darker, and the material changed substantially. And so now what we have is quite a dark satire, still has elements of that fairy tale and still has elements of the Brecht text as well.
Uh-huh.
So I think the irony is, you know, we picked up something that was, paying attention to things like the takeover of Nazis and communism. And here we are landing in a very familiar spot
for us.
So
the difference is that when the Nazis hit, nobody knew anything about that.
Yeah, right.
Now everybody knows everything about it.
Yes.
And it's still hitting.
Yes, right. Yeah. So I think that that's where a lot of the dark material started seeping in. But like I said, you know, we kept it satirical. So it's very, very funny, which is also paying attention to a lot of Brecht's work is the irony.
Right.
And it's a great.
He knew.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If anyone did.
Absolutely.
So this plays tonight?
It actually will begin, yes. So the 29th,
yes.
The 30th, and then we go, we skip the New Year's Eve, but then we play New Year's Day. So all 8 p.m. shows.
Great. So what's next?
And then next we have been touring our show Real, which is the Pinocchio show, but it is taking an undocumented character who wants to become real. So we're taking that fairy tale and playing a lot of different kind of politics in that, which is, a lot of immigration issues. And we've actually been touring that to local high schools and middle schools, most recently L.C. Allen, Cook, and Comstock, which have been profound experiences, especially past this election. The kids have a lot of questions, and the talkbacks have been very, very fueled. And, you know, I never knew, like, how this stuff would play to middle schools, but, you know, this stuff is on everyone's minds. I mean,
well,
this
how
is,
interesting to do a show that is best shown first to kids,
yeah,
so they can remark on it based on their experience.
Absolutely.
And then once having collected all of that material, you can show it to the adults and blow them out of the water, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a very interesting experience because a lot of times it's doing exactly what you're saying, which is you build a show, you go out, you get audience to sort of comment and give you some criticism, and you come back in and you put it back in the cauldron and stir it up again. That's been a fantastic exercise for us.
That's just amazing. I doubt that there are many theater companies anywhere that actually are doing that kind of work as consistently as the Imaginists do it.
Well, original material is tough because, you know, and it's very scary. It's frightening.
Right.
Because, you know, the script is the last thing that comes. You work a lot from improv and, boy, you get 3 weeks into something and you're going, this is really frightening for all of us.
Right.
But you land.
And there's a whole lot of shall we or not.
Absolutely. So really the thing is just to keep it evolving and give it room to keep evolving and ask your audience, hey, look, this is about a process with all of us involved. And the audience responds. It's great.
Well, that is to my mind, the miracle of the Imaginists.
Thanks, Roland.
which I've been watching unfold ever since the beginning. When was your first year?
2008 was first year in Santa Rosa. Uh-huh. And of course, the economy dropped out on us. But we responded to that by saying, hey, let's do free theater. And ever since, you know, we've been doing more and more and more, making that threshold not an obstacle, but a way for everybody to be included.
Right. So, Brent, what's the best way to get ticket information for the Imaginists in general, as well as for this show?
TheImaginist.org, that's the best way to reach us. That's our website. And then the phone number is 707-528-7554.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day. Have a great year.